Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work. Hello, and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here, as always, with my very snowy friend, Anas. How are you doing today, Anas?
I'm doing well. Yes, it has been snowing. I don't know, what's the official count, official measurement on the snow?
Well, I think you and I got different amounts. I think I probably have maybe 3 inches here. Not very much. It seemed like you had more.
Yeah, probably 5. Oh, it says 10. Actually, okay. It says past 10, in the past 24 hours, 10 inches. It's possible. Huh. I mean, they have been shoveling and stuff for since last night. Like pretty much.
Oh, really?
Day. Yeah. Okay. Like multiple times. Like, you know, they would just come in and keep doing it. So it doesn't, yeah.
Okay. Because. For me, it was just raining all night. It didn't even start until like this afternoon
here. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. And it was snowing before midnight.
So the big storm that was supposed to happen overnight and bring 6 to 12 inches of snow apparently only applied to your part of the state and not mine.
Yeah, but it wasn't much of a storm because I, like, even, like, earlier, like, I was looking out, there was, like, cars on the road and it was clear. And, like, so it was, like, I think a very measured time over time type of, so it wasn't really a storm. We just have snow on the ground, I think. So yeah, it has finally snowed.
How many people in your life requested a picture of the snow from you today?
0. Do you know why?
Why?
Because that's the number of people I talk to.
I try to talk to 0 people, but people keep talking to me.
No, I don't know. Like, you can, like, Google snow. Like,
that's exactly what I said to my sister. Oh, my God. No, seriously, my sister was like, send me pictures of snow. And this was, like, at 5:30, which it's already dark at 5:30. And I'm like, and I'm on the third floor. I'm not going to find an interesting, like, picture of the snow at 5:30 from the third floor. So I just said, Google snow.
I mean, you do have, like, a balcony.
I'm not going to go out on the balcony. It's a whole ordeal.
No, I'm not
especially after fighting with my staircase all day.
I think the problem is not finding a vantage point to take a picture of the snow. I think the problem is, like, why need a picture of snow?
Why do you need it? A, you can Google it. B, you used to live here, but you chose to move to a place where there was no snow on purpose because you didn't want the snow.
Good choice, by the way.
All right. Well, anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. We're here to talk about the Lights Work. And in fact, that is what we are going to be deep diving into today, regarding examples of the Lights Work that we saw in the Wheel of Time episodes that we have seen so far. So we started the podcast after season 1 had aired, I think, but we didn't do a lot of like breakdown of season 1, or, you know, we focus mostly on the fandom. But while we're here between season 2 and 3 and we have all these episodes, we thought we'd go back and look through all of them and find examples of the Lights Work. So, like, what criteria did you use when you made your list? Like, how did you define the Lights Work? Because there's many ways to define it.
I don't think there's any way of actually answering this question until after you've seen my list. Because there is, like, somewhat of a theme to some degree. And it's like, oh, that's funny. But, yeah, no, it's just like, you know, doing good things. What's our actual definition? I should read this, right? Our mission is to spread boundless joy and mutual appreciation among the Wheel of Time fandom through collaborative projects and random acts of kindness. So random acts of kindness, collaboration, mm-hmm. mutual appreciation, and spreading boundless joy. Those are my criteria.
What about what's on the back?
Making people cry.
Didn't go for making people cry?
No, because like different things make people cry, right?
Right, but we in specifically... in a good way, right?
Yeah. There's not many of those in the Wheel of Time show.
That's true. It's mostly crying in a bad way. It would be really easy to just pick examples of people working for the light in the show, right? Like, okay, Rand stabs Ishamael. That's the light's work, right? Like, he's working for the light. But I just wanted to be clear, like,
I'm changing my season 2, episode 8.
Is that what you had?
Example. The light's work is Rand winning.
Right.
Yeah. Is that not what it is in the Wheel of Time?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's been a while since we've said this. So in case there's people who haven't listened to all of our episodes, the only example in the books where someone talks about the light's work is a white cloak referring to the act of killing Aiel.
as the light's work.
So
if we go by that definition,
I think we're going with like stuff we would talk about if we were in the show, like things we would talk about on the podcast of like, oh my God, did you see that? That was like so nice. Like we should interview them.
Yeah. A lot of light moments, I think.
Yeah.
Like light as in like not heavy.
Right. All right. So we each came up with our examples and we're just going to share. Do you want to start?
No, you should go first.
Okay. So season 1, episode 1, I chose Tam as my example of the light's work for two reasons. One, he brings Brandy all the way down the mountain to the party, which is like, yeah, you're like helping people. You're doing a lot of extra work to make sure people have a nice time. And then later he protects Rand from the Trolloc, which is, you know.
Does he?
He tries his best. He's brave.
Yes, he's brave. Very brave.
And loving.
Yes. Tam Althor is the light's work. Yes. No doubt about that. Mine was when Perrin and Rand give money to Matt for lanterns for the girls. And Matt says, well, no, because he's already like done the opposite of the light's work to get the lanterns. But just the fact that, you know, a couple of friends are like, hey, we know, you know, you're not doing well. Here's some money. And they're just having like breakfast or I don't know what they're having. Ale?
I think they're having ale.
At 8 in the morning, as one does.
It's Bell Time.
It's Bell Time, yeah. Yeah. Brandy. Obviously, it's Brandy. Yeah.
I forgot about that. That's really sweet. I feel like you're going to remember a lot more details than I'm going to remember, because you're good at that kind of stuff.
Is this when you throw in the towel, is that are you doing it already?
I'm not the one that always like wants to make things a competition, but yeah, if it's a competition, then sure, you win.
Wait, no, you make it. You do.
No, you do.
I make things a competition.
Yeah, no, you, like last week, you were like, "Oh, fan casting! I won the fan casting."
No. I mean, I did, but okay. Anyways, episode 2, Shadows Waiting, right?
Yes. So am I going first every time, or are we going to switch?
Yeah, why don't you go every time? Yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I can share the like bad one and the new
one. Yeah, exactly, good one. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay. So episode 2, I have Matt when he's with Perrin
in
Shadar Logoth, and he's sitting next to Perrin, and he's like trying to comfort him in his own way about Layla, and he gives him the knife that she made. Yeah.
Again, the lights work. Here is something that was made by your wife that you killed.
Making people cry in a bad way.
It's like, hey, I know you're trying to forget something maybe, but here's something I think will be nice for you.
No, that's not.
I know. I'm just saying, like Matt was clearly doing something good, but right? But like parents like, yeah, no. I don't need a killing instrument made by my wife that I killed.
That's true. Perrin is, yeah, you're right. Perrin at that point in his feels. Oh,
yeah. I mean, like, you look at his face, he's like, you know, his face is like, yeah, I know this is like really nice, but I did kill her.
It's the thought that counts.
Mine is, yeah, it does, yeah. You could ask.
Ask. You could ask me what you came to ask me.
No, I wanted to do like an X joke.
Oh.
But I clearly don't have
Low gain is better.
Yeah. Ask is better for sure.
Oh, X because Perrin. Got it.
Yes. Well. Perrin killed someone again. So mine is like, this is the one where I think there's a couple that I did which were like obviously, like in my eyes, like the obvious choice, and I like wouldn't have chose it, but it was so obviously good that I'm like, it has to be that. It's the Weep for Manetherin, like the song and then the speech. So that's the light's work, because you know the group is away and they're, you know, they're singing and trying to feel together, remember their home that they just left, and then Moraine's doing the light's work by telling them, hey, like, this is something you should believe in, because you know, Eldrin did all this for the Two Rivers. And I think, but there's more. I think it's the writers and them giving us this is also the light's work. So there's like multiple layers and it's meta. And yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I thought of that, but I couldn't think of how that was. I just thought of Moraine giving the speech, and I was like, I don't know if that's the light's like work.
Three different things I just pointed out.
No. Well, now that you've said that, yeah, I get it. Like, yeah, singing together is like community. Yeah,
yeah.
And like that, they were like, that's how they were sort of comforting themselves leaving their home. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't think about breaking the fourth wall though, in terms of like the writers doing the light's work. But yeah, for sure.
I mean, it made me think of like when we've sang at Walk-On, right? Like, we literally sang that together.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, again, the light's work in that sense too, because it gives us something that we like can do as a community too.
Like when Joe and Jen led the sing-along in the middle of the night at WalkCon.
That's what I just said, didn't I?
Well, no, you were talking about singing the Manetherin
song. What sing-along?
Was it like Saturday night? Last year, they handed out lyrics.
Not this year?
And they were singing. Yeah, no, this year. Sorry, not last year. This year.
Yeah.
No, last year, 2023.
The second one. WalkCon.
The second one.
Yeah. I went to bed early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know they were doing that, but I went to bed early. Yeah.
I did too, but I stayed for maybe one or two songs.
No. What I did was I looked at all the songs and I didn't know any of them.
Well, that's how you could have learned them.
No, that was not the part where everyone like knows the song and is like really having fun. And I'm like, what's it? I don't understand. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't know any of these songs. So.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
But no. I did spend a little bit of time trying to figure out why Weep for Manetherin. And I was like, yeah, there's definitely like, you know, Rafe fought for it too, right? Like he says that. So that's a light's work, Rafe fighting for the fans, the book fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. 1.3, my favorite episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm between 3 and 4, but I think I lean towards 3.
No, not leave taking.
Oh, yeah, I did mean to mention the titles, but then I forgot to look them up.
So first one is Leave-Taking. Leave-Takings or Leave-Taking? The Shadows Waiting.
Shadows Waiting. A place of safety?
A place of safety, yes. What is a place of safety? Everyone's trying to find one.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. I want to go first on this one, just because I have a funny way of saying it.
Okay.
A place of safety. It's Tom Marilyn burying not Gaul.
Yeah.
So Tom Marilyn, you know, like going out there to bury the not Gaul, Aiel. Is that not good?
No, it is, but it's what I had. It's just part of what I had, basically.
Okay, what is your?
Okay, so yeah, mine is basically just Tom in that entire episode. You know, first of all, he's performing for people, like bringing light into their day by doing that. Then he's helping to educate Matt about like the world. Yeah, no, he is. He's trying to help these young kids.
Did initially want it to be the whole Tom thing, and then I was like, no, you stole from them. No. Like even
yeah,
though,
but
no,
he gave
no,
it was back later.
I know it was a lesson. He's teaching a lesson. That. In that moment,
keep going. I think in my head canon, he planned to give it back.
Yes.
All along.
Oh, yes. Like, no, me too.
Yeah.
But
He sees these two young kids. They don't know where they're going. Like they're clearly away from, you know, where they live, and they're like gonna get screwed over by somebody who actually, you know, has ill intentions. So he's helping them. And then he like helps Matt expand his worldview, like, you know, teaches him about the Aiel and makes Matt think twice about stealing from the body. And then he saves them from Dana, you know, at the end, at like the opportune moment.
Killing a dark friend is the light's work. Is what you just said, yes.
Yeah.
We did say that is an important criteria in the Wheel of Time. If you do good stuff for the light or do bad stuff against the dark.
Okay, but also like saving a friend doesn't necessarily mean like it's a dark light kind of thing. Saving a friend is still like the light's work.
Are they friends? But yeah, okay, yeah. No, saving someone in need.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. I like that. Yes, Tom Marilyn is the only reason. Like I wanted to say not Gaul.
That's the only reason you picked that one, so you could say not Gaul. Yeah, I didn't laugh at that. So no, you wasn't must be
it,
disappointed?
It was no, it wasn't supposed to be funny. It was more like that's the person's name.
Not Gaul. The same as not Gaul.
Yeah. So. What about the flame? No, the Dragon Reborn.
Dragon Reborn, yes.
1.4.
I miss Tom, by the way. I'm excited for him to come back in season 3.
Yes.
Okay, so Dragon Reborn, I chose the Tuatha'an because they took Perrin and Egwene in. And then they have like a really awesome dancing, singing party. So they have like a very lovely, loving community that they welcomed these new people in, you know, singing and dancing. And then Isla sharing her views with Perrin, I thought was a light's work type moment. I don't think Perrin cried in a good way, but I did. So I'm giving it to her for that.
Okay. Yeah. I have that as my second, but I knew you were going to choose that. So I don't have that. What I chose was Loghain sparing the king. So this is, you know, a false dragon person. He's taking over like the castle. He's clearly mad. He has taint puppets telling him to do like bad things, but he's like heals the person who's like, you know, the leader of the opposition that he's fighting at that time, and like, you know, gives him, and asks him to join his side. I thought that.
I think the king does cry in a good way, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think he cries a little bit. Yeah, I love that moment.
Yeah,
it's a really good moment.
Yeah,
like that dude, Miguel Alvarez, I think is his name.
Yeah,
is so good. Yeah. And just like that one scene, I'm like,
yeah. I mean, and then Alvar Morte, right? I mean,
well, yeah, of course.
The King Gale down there,
but I mean, just it's no scrunch, as you called it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the fact that takes a lot to stand up to everything around you, right? Like madness, power, all that, and he's like, no, I'm gonna heal you, and I'm gonna, you know, like.
Build There's you room up. For everyone at my side, even my enemies. Yeah, that's a very Light's Work philosophy.
Yeah. Too. Yep.
And is it the second radiant oath?
What? What is happening? Oh, wow.
I had to.
Wow.
We were just talking about it. What was it? I will protect those I don't want to protect.
I always forget that. I always get this wrong. So the first one is, you know, the three, like light before death, right? Mm-hmm. The second one is, I will protect those who need like protection or whatever.
Oh, right? Is this the third one?
I think it's the third. I think it's I will protect even those who I do not like. It's not a choice. Like, I'm not going to only protect people that I like. Mm. I'm going to protect people that just need protection, regardless of me liking them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, yeah. So it's not a radiant oath. That's a Windrunner oath.
Oh, specific to the Windrunners.
Yeah. It's a Windrunner ideal. Yeah. And
okay. Next week on our Cosmere podcast.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready for Blood Calls
Blood?
No, I'm
not ready. No, I'm not ready.
No, did I throw you off with my Cosmere reference?
Yeah. Yes, Blood Calls Blood.
So mine 1.5, is...
1.5, right, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mine is Maxim and the Warders trying to help Comfort step in the beginning.
Okay.
All right. They're rallied together, helping him dress for Karene's funeral, and they're telling stories in their own way. They're there for him, and I thought that was very Light's Work.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is that happen? When does that happen?
But regardless, the beginning.
Isn't that when Alana's singing?
No, that's the cold open, and then later they're at the tower and. Steppen is looking in the mirror, getting dressed.
Yeah. And they're like dressing him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Not for her funeral.
Yeah. Just, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
White for mourning, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, like, give away the ring. I think the ring.
Oh, yeah. The ring thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait. The funeral was like, when did that happen? Okay. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was good. Steppen was a great character. Yeah. So I have two. One I thought you would maybe choose, but the one you chose definitely the Tinker's resistance to the White Cloaks. Like, just, you know, they're like, yeah, we're not gonna fight you, but you have to get past us. So I thought that is, like, you know, clearly the Light's Work, right? Like, we doing things.
They're arm in arm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I thought that was good. But what I liked was the Rand and Matt promise. On the windowsill, when Matt is like, you know, if it's one of us, if one of us is gonna go mad, like, I don't want to become that, so like, don't let me become that person. And Rand's like, we're not, or whatever. And Matt's like, dude, just promise. And he's like, yeah, okay, I promise. So it's just, you know, a friend asking for help. And the other friend being like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll be there for you, bro. It doesn't happen. Matt literally leaves the next episode.
Right, yeah.
But it's just,
and like, again, in season two.
Yeah.
The sentiment behind it and the care, I agree with. And in fact, I did think about Rand as a potential candidate for episode 4, I think, when he's worried about Matt and the effects of the dagger, and thinks Matt can channel and is like watching over him and, you know, trying to help him. So the sentiment in their relationship, yes, but that promise was kind of felt dark to me. Like, it could be interpreted like, oh, like, you're going to kill me before I get to that point. Like, and that feels...
No, I don't know. I always thought of it as like, you know, like, just be by my side. Like, don't be against me. Don't give me up.
I think that's what Rand meant.
I mean, the same thing happens in the books, right? Maybe. Like, when they're on the hunt for the horn, like, this very similar thing happens where, like, by that time, like, Rand, like, Matt knows Rand can channel or something. And I think something like that happens. They're like, this is before he goes into the mirror world. I think Matt says, like, there's a promise there, something. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember that.
Someone can tell us when they're listening. Zul.
You think Zul will know?
Zul will know. Yeah.
So you said you had two? Was there another one? Oh, no, you
said the Tinkers Resistance, yeah.
The Tinkers and Matt and Rand, okay. Yeah. All right. Can you go first for this
one? The Flame of Tarvalon. I have a funny word for this.
Me too. Oh, no.
No. Okay, so mine is the broad part of it is Moraine healing Matt.
Right? Okay.
That's the light's work. You're healing someone.
Sure.
That's totally light's work, right? You heal someone. But I think Lan Yellow does the light work. I think Lan does
with the blanket?
Work. The blanket. The blanket. The throwing the blanket on the dagger is the best way to do the light's work in that scenario. So,
totally.
Yeah. That's what I chose. I mean,
Moraine healed Matt and Lan was protecting her. He did his job as a warder.
Yeah.
The blanket was a very effective very tool effective. There. I also have a funny one, but it's not that. My life's work candidate for episode 6 is the Tarangriel. The love shack Tarangriel that allows Swan and Moraine FFH. To see each other. Yeah. The one that leads to the FFH. Because not only is it light, like there's like white light as she walks through it, but also it's the way that they can see each other and share their love.
But, that is the Tarangriel is the light's work. Yeah, that works, I think. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, no. I'm just trying to think of a Tarangriel as a...
It's a vehicle. Of doing the light's work.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So 1.6. Okay. All right. I don't have a good 1.7. I don't know. What do you have for 1.7?
Oh, my God. Tigraine.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I do have Bloodsnow there. Yeah. Bloodsnow is what I wrote. Yeah. I mean, clearly giving birth to the Dragon Reborn after killing 8 people.
Yeah. One of the things we didn't mention at the beginning.
I was going to say it's like Tam doing the light's work, right?
Yes. But one of the other things we didn't mention at the beginning as like part of our approach, which isn't on the mission statement, but we've talked about, is like going above and beyond and being like super extra when you do stuff for people. And like being aware of all the details and like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it, like, really well.
Really well, kind of thing. So the bolt, are you saying the bolt is the light's work?
Well, that's not what I was saying, but yeah, you could put it that way.
The bolt is totally the light's work. Yeah.
The bolt is light's work.
So I can think of, like, 3 different things in the Bloodsnow. What were you going?
Being pregnant and fighting off, like, 10 dudes and then giving birth is pretty extra.
Well, being pregnant and just going to war.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what you do. You know, you're as a maiden of the spear, I guess. But
But like, she knew she needed to have the baby. Like, did she know about the prophecy?
No.
She only knew she had to go to the waste, right?
Yeah. She just knew that. Yeah. Nothing after that.
She didn't know. Okay, so she didn't know. But you know, she was doing everything she could to protect her baby, and she did.
Was she a strong channeler? I always forget this.
No, she couldn't was not channel.
She couldn't channel? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So yeah.
Or maybe she was like a weak channeler? I don't know. Because if she was a channeler, It seems like she could have used that.
Yeah, totally. I know. I'm just trying to think if she could channel at all.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a really good question.
Yeah, but no, pretty sure she wasn't right. But Blood Snow, because Kieran Donnelly used the bolt to grain, did all that. Then Tam did the lights work by, like, not killing her and actually, like, literally taking, like, an orphan baby and raised from the slopes of Dragon Mount from the enemy.
And he made her cry in a good way. Like, her face when she looks up at him.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that is so good. That was more like a, I'm dying crying.
I think it was.
Yeah, I know. Like, the realization that it's okay.
It was like a look of, like...
Like, thank you.
The utmost gratitude of, like... Yeah.
I did have Nynaeve in there. Nynaeve did, like, you know, held off Mach and Shin. Even though, like, she was having, like, bad stuff said to her. So that was a notable, honorable mention.
Yes.
Yeah. Honorable mention, yeah. All right, so... 1.8.
The Eye of the World?
The Eye of the World.
The Eye of the World. So this one, I did the easy way that I referred to before, which is just Rand. Like, Rand standing up to Ishamael and giving up the opportunity to have his perfect
Two Rivers choice.
Yeah, it is him fighting the dark. In that way, but it is also, I think, a very light's work move to be like, no, I know that this is what the person
my
I
friend
love wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to allow her to have what she wants and not be selfish.
Yeah. Rand winning. Okay.
Mine
is an understated thing. It's probably not that. But there's this part where Perrin is just sitting and, like, everyone's out fighting and he's like, this is all bullshit. Like, he actually says bullshit. I actually saw this today and I was like, oh
yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if Perrin would actually ever say that, like that. Not Perrin. Like, I don't know if that is Wheel of Time world Randland lingo.
Young bullshit.
That's you need to, like, go in timeout now. So he's saying all that, like, you know, what is the way of the leaf? It's dumb. Like, everyone's fighting and I can't do anything. And and Loyal's like, no, it's funny. Perrin's like, and I'm just sitting here. And Loyal's like, I'm standing. it's just funny. Like, Perrin gets all riled up and he's like, like, I don't know what to do. And Loyal gives advice to Perrin. It's like, you know, in these situations, what I tend to do is, if I don't know how to help, is just ask. And I was like, just ask. That's the light's work.
Yes. Critter, just ask. Yes.
Because he literally says, you know, just ask how you can help. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I didn't remember that. Yeah, I was trying to think of a Loyal one because I feel like he's.
I wanted to do the library thing. Not the library, but yeah, it was a library. Right? The first meeting. Yeah. I wanted to do that, but I was like, I don't know how that could be the lights work. But yeah, I was like,
Rand didn't kill him.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, but Loyal advice. Loyal's advice to Perrin: just ask for help. How you can help.
Does Perrin then go and ask anyone?
He tries to do something. Like, you know, he doesn't sit idly, I think, after that. I don't know what he actually does.
He stands idly instead. All right. On to season 2.
A Place of Solitude 2.1.
A Place of Solitude?
It's Place of Solitude. I don't know if it's a place.
A taste of solitude.
Is it?
Yes, A Taste of Solitude. You're mixing it up with Place of Safety.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
It's A Taste of Solitude, yeah. So I have, like, a really small thing, and that's when they are, when Perrin and the Shinarans encounter the crime scene of people, all the people who were killed by the Dark Friends and Panfain, Elias takes the time to bury the dog that was killed.
Yes, mine is would probably encompasses that. Mine, which is, you know, burying the dead, but all the fact that, you know, like Perrin's like, why are we burying these people? These are like Dark Friends, and a Dark Friend, Inktor's like, yeah, no, like this is what we do. We, like, you know, we don't just leave people, like we bury people, and Elias is doing the same. He's like, yeah, I'm burying my people. Yeah.
Do you think the dog was a Dark Friend?
A Dark Hound?
It was too small to be a Dark Hound.
I mean, I'm thinking of, like, Dark Friend wolves.
No, there weren't any.
Yeah.
All animals same thing with, the same are... thing
with Dark Friend Ogier.
Are there any Dark Friend Ogier?
I remember there looking are? This up, and I think I the answer think was are. No. I don't think the answer was no. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. RG said in a 2002 What Mania Dragon Mount Q&A that Ogier can be Darkens, but they did not confirm that there are any.
Okay. All right. So episode 2, Strangers and Friends.
Yeah. There's the... why don't you go first? And then...
Okay. So mine is Rand helping Errol. Errol.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's so sweet.
It's good. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, there's like multiple parts to it, right? There's the first part where you actually let's it's a new day, let's do it again, you know.
Where he stays calm and Errol's basically attacking him and he doesn't even respond. He just shows him kindness. Yeah.
And then the other person bullies Errol and Rand still is like, you know, let me help you out. And what would you do? You know, bringing him back to it's like, you know. Comfort as a swordsman. Yeah, no, totally. Caring for Errol is what I wrote. But I did have a second because I'm pretty sure you were going to choose that one. It's Leandrin bring the honey cake to Matt. And I think that's like, you know, that is the light's work because, you know, this is a person in captivity and it was Beltane, right? No, it was not Beltane. That's the second episode. So it doesn't work as well, but I thought, you know, it was just a nice thing. Like Leandrin had gone out with Nynaeve, right, at that point, and they had gone out, and she had brought, I think she had bought it for maybe her son, but actually gave it to Matt, too. I forget the exact way to look at it, but it's just nice that Leandrin got food for Matt. Without any ulterior motive.
No ulterior motive, but she's still holding him hostage, basically. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's a little Stockholm syndrome-y. No, you brought me food, but I'm still your prisoner.
Does she bring him food every day? No, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure she has minions bringing food.
It doesn't make it better that she did.
Yeah. No, it's not better. It's just more like, you know, she did not need to bring... There's a little bit of light showing from Leandrin, I think, in that moment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm just glad Matt got a honey cake. So yeah, 2.3. What's it?
What might be.
What might be. What do you have for that?
I have at the end, towards the end, Elaine, how she helps to not only comfort Egwene by being with her, but also try to protect her from trying. She was trying to channel at the arches, and she's like, "Don't do that. You're gonna die." And then, but stays with her anyway.
Right.
Not to wait for Nynaeve because they didn't know she was coming back, but just because Egwene was so distraught, she was there for her.
Yes, that is. They're being there for a friend. For that, was it 2 or 3? I'm just thinking of the time where Shiriam is asking her to tell who, like, you know, like, give up the name of the sister who, like, helped.
I think it's 2.
Yeah, so that would be, that's kind of mine for 2 then, where Lane's like, no, like, this is on me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, that was definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be a better one for two. For three, I have like this, you know, like again, you know, caring for the mental health patient, like bringing food, Cheerios, or oats that Rand did to
the cereal
to Loghain.
Only because he wanted info from Loghain.
Yeah, but like you know, like he did, and then he got him like his drink too. So
yeah, so he would help him. Like yeah, I don't that one I don't agree with because
He's trying to win. Yeah. So Rand is doing the light's work because he can.
No. No, he's trying not to go mad. I don't think he at that point he really wants. There is
like a way of like you know like trying to confide in the one person who could maybe help him. He's trying to help himself. So well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You may see a pattern with mine now. The honey cake, Cheerios. Let's keep going.
Oh, they're all food related?
Maybe.
Is this your version of the top 10 work. Snacks of time?
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's just, you know, how my lights work language is food. Yeah. So 2.4, Daughter of the Night.
I mean, I feel like this is a bit of a, like, too easy one again. Really?
What is?
Yeah, Moraine stabbing Lanfear.
Okay. So the first time the Forsaken was beaten, the second time the Forsaken is beaten. Okay.
So she comes in. I mean, she's doing all of this frantic searching to find Rand because she knows Lanfear's after him. And she's, you know...
Yeah.
The whole episode is her trying to find him. Mm-hmm. And then she basically saves him at the right moment. I mean, we don't really know what Lanfear was about to do, but she comes in to...
She was revealing herself as a monster.
Yes.
That's what she was doing.
Yeah, but Rand didn't know that he was in danger, and Moraine helped him. So that's the one I chose. What did you pick?
I picked... Alana making a feast for her.
Making a feast. Yes.
It's feeding everyone.
It's Omar. It's Omar ordering food.
Yeah. It's basically like a lot of food.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely taking.
I wrote breaking bread with Alana.
With Alana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just they're, you know, taking
having Lan fun, in you know, playing with the kids. You know, the warders were playing with the kids. You know, sword fighting with the kids.
Yeah, but like knowing that Lan is like depressed and, you know, missing Moraine.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Confused. I think it was more like
they're trying to help him. They didn't let him.
They're trying to get like, more info and steal stuff from his bag.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their motives were, but in the moment, you know, he was like, "I'm done eating." She's like, "No, eat more."
Yeah. Yep, exactly. All right. 2.5.
What is 2.5 called? Is that Demane?
Demane, yes.
I had Varin and the Brown Aja Detective Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that is...
Trying to figure out the truth and, you know, help people who might need help.
Yes. I had Perrin breaking someone out of captivity. Even clearly, like in like a bad, like you know, like something he should not do, because you know, clearly the odds are against him in that moment. Doesn't know the person, doesn't know if they actually did good or bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. But was like, no, this person's like caged. Like gave them water. Did he give
them
water?
People shouldn't be in cages.
Did he give?
Dane gave Avienda water.
Okay, so there's you know maybe the White Cloak did some of the light's work, even though.
No, that's the same as Leandrin in the honey cake. Yeah, it's like no you put them in the cage, like give them water. That's not, you know, you don't get credit for that.
No, I think you do. I think Dane, no one else would have given water to the Aiel, but he did. But yeah, breaking someone out of captivity.
Yes, people shouldn't be in cages.
2.6, Dice Damar.
Yeah, so I just wrote Rima. That's all I wrote.
Oh, I forgot Rima. Not that I forgot Rima, but like I forgot Rima. Yeah.
Like, she's a healer. She's protecting Elaine and Nynaeve. She's trying to figure out how to rescue the others. And she sacrifices. And then she sacrifices herself at the end.
That's really good. That's good. That's the light story. That is the light story. I wrote making a sandwich for a loved one. Making a sandwich for a loved one is the light story. Even though they might be like on the opposite side of, you know, they're in the light, you're in the shadow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But and buttering can, both sides of
yes,
the bread.
Yes, exactly. Clearly.
Doing the extra work.
Extra work, yeah.
Yeah.
So, making a sandwich for a loved one is,
That's perfect. So how many food ones is that so far?
Third. No, I did say honey cake, then Cheerios, then breaking bed with Alana. So this is the fourth, yeah.
This is the fourth one. I actually was considering for season one, Maxim with the fruit that he just hands to Alana. Yes. Like he's just ready with it. He just knows what she needs and he's like prepared. But I didn't, and I couldn't remember what episode that was in.
No, so. Totally.
Okay, so we are on 207 now. Dies Dimar.
2.6
Six was Eyes Without Pity. No,
oh, yes, yeah,
six is Eyes Without Pity.
Yeah.
Seven is Dies Dimar.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. What do you have for that? I have two.
I have Lan figuring out Moraine's problem.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, like spending the mental and physical energy to track
basically
down
Lan
the answer
coming good.
To help her.
Yeah. Lan being a good warder. Yeah.
Yes.
I have two. I have one, which is Lan, but Lan like putting on Rand's coat, like helping him dress
to be
presented to the Armorlin. Mm-hmm. He's like just kind of a brotherly, fatherly kind of thing. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, you know the forms. Oh, cool. Hello. Okay, let me put on this coat for you. You know, make sure you look presentable. So that was mm-hmm. one. And then it was then the food related one is making tea for someone, even though it might be trippy tea, but Shamael, you know, is like, hey, try this tea.
That's a stretch.
Hey, making tea for someone is like, someone brings
you
hot tea.
Yeah, but it depends on your motive. Like,
No, I know.
I'm making you tea because I want you to join
tea.
The dark. It,
no, I know, but like generally making tea for someone is the light story. Making a hot beverage for someone is the light story.
In this case,
it is a little suspect for sure.
Yes.
More than a little.
Very sus, yes.
Yeah. But hey, that is the theme I was going for.
Yeah.
I did do season two first, so that's why I had the food thing.
Okay, so now I want to I'm thinking ahead to episode 8. Is there any food in episode 8?
No, there's no food in episode 8.
No. Oh, bummer. Okay. Yeah.
So what is your episode 8?
So mine is the White Cloaks, the Children of the Night.
To
the tower! They, in the beginning, Bornhald Sr. mentions, no one else has come to help fight
Bannered
against
across
these people.
The sky.
Yeah, I don't remember how he said people heard about this, but he's like, these people are enslaving other people killing people. Yeah. And no one else is coming to their aid, so we are going to do it.
Yeah.
And the White Cloaks are very questionable in many ways, but the fact that they did that, I feel like in that way was the light's work. I mean, they were still saying get the witches or whatever, but they still, you know, came to try to help a very bad situation.
The light's work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Yes. Yeah, just because this one time they were okay.
The one time they did the light's work does not absolve them of the rest of the things. Mine was Ingtar jumping and saying for the light and Shinoa and sacrificing himself.
Yeah.
So the group can escape, even though the logistics of it didn't maybe work as well as I thought they would. But just the fact that is, you know, sacrifice.
Yeah.
And we didn't get the actual light's work moment from the books. But in my head, it's the same. So, he actually says for the light,
this is true.
It's I'm doing something for the light, which is light's work.
Do you think we'll get that quote from the books about no one can walk so long in the shadow that they can't come back to the light? Are we going to get that at some point?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how important these words are. What are the most important words that you can say in a show? But I don't think it's as important. The writers is not as important, the words, as are the actions and specific events. They don't miss big events. They bring them back. Actual words, especially like be steadfast, right? Like not saying, not having that, you know, was a choice, right? And it probably just didn't sound right or something. So maybe this just didn't sound right. So maybe they tried it. Or maybe there is a deleted scene, which I think Rafe said there is, right? Rafe pretty much said there was a deleted scene that they filmed with Ingtar, but it didn't work, so they didn't include
it. He did confirm at New York Comic Con that
Ingtar they did go with that, but there was no like
a dark friend.
I don't know if he said that, but he said there is a alternate ending to that.
No, I think he said there was a deleted scene.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is I think it was like either that or this. Like it was like two different things. That's how I understood it. Like they said, we're either going to go with he's not like it doesn't matter. Like he's just someone who's sacrificed, or this was like the whole thing. So like in actual canon, I don't know if he actually is a dark friend in the show.
I interpreted that differently.
Yeah. I mean, like we know, so it doesn't really like actually matter, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like it's one of the things that actually doesn't matter, even in the books, with like a lot of people's like really favorite moment, not because of how it impacts other things, just because of it's a very strong scene for the light and Shinoa.
Yeah,
I kept in my head wanting to say it's for the light and Shinoar, like Zeth Sansan Valano,
Truthless of Shinoar. I didn't even. It didn't even like.
It's two different things. There's like
R missing. It's so similar.
Yeah.
No, it's really similar though.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Ingtar of House Shinoar is a distant relative of Zeth.
Ingtar, Sun, Sun.
Ingtar.
Sun, Shinovar. Shinoa.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know if you're prepared for this, but I want to bring back favorite fandom moment of the week, and I have one. Do you have one?
I do not.
Okay, I will go, and you can think about it. So mine is a tweet by the Wheel of Time, Tweeter of Chaos, in response to a couple other people. So it started off with Jen Sadai saying, "Thank the light for snacks to keep me going in 2024, the year without a season. Happy New Year, Twitter of Time." And she posts a picture of the snack water calendar, January, featuring Tom from Talk Around Riyadh in a Taylor Napier pose. It's a very good way to start the year, in my opinion. And then Jessica Squeedie responds, "Hey now, same view in my office," grinning emoji. And she posts the same picture of the January calendar on the wall. And then the Wheel of Time responds, "Weird. We somehow have the same view here in Chaos Central." And they also posted a picture of Tom on their wall in the calendar. And I love that. I just think it's cool that the Tweeter of Chaos bought a snack water calendar and then is also participating in this fandom moment of people posting it together.
That's one of the things that's been pretty cool in the last few weeks to months, where we just had really good interaction from the Twitter.
Yeah, fans. It's not even like surprising anymore, but I still really appreciate it. Like it's nice that we have that consistent engagement in that way. And they're keeping up with the fandom and trends, and they're staying engaged even between seasons. And I love that.
So I'm pretty sure it was in the last week. It's Rosamund Pike shared an Instagram post talking about the Wheel of Time and put up, you know, this one really cool still from the show where she's like channeling at the beach. But like wrote this whole thing. She talked about, you know, her whole arc and, you know, just talking about the show. But like the last thing she writes is I think I don't know, this is Fires of Heaven spoilers, But I just felt like that was a really nice post of, like, you know, we haven't had any interview from her, but it was just like, you know, she's like, yeah, like, this was important to me. This is still important to me. And I want to put out a thing, basically giving thanks. And, you know, the fact that she can play Moraine.
Yeah, that was a very Lightsworky post with, like, a long kind of emo, you know.
But it's like
pretty long what she wrote.
It was very long, but it was just like, you know, like she like she talked about Moraine. It was just like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like so Rosamund Pike though.
She loves
like,
Moraine.
Yeah, but she was like, this is what Moraine, and we changed this, and then she lost access to the one power, and it was so hard, and then she channeled, and then she apologized to Lan, and then there was awesome costume, and then I could do, like, you know, the final thing and feel like an Aes Sedai. And then it was interesting, she did say this: everything Moraine has is pushed to the limit in her fight to stop the dragon being shielded by the Shanshan army and turned to the dark. I thought there was a really interesting wording there, because she's mm-hmm. like, yeah, she didn't break the oaths.
Mm. Is that what you think she means?
This is, I mean, everything Moraine has is pushed to the limit in her fight to stop the dragon being shielded by the Shanshan army and turned to the dark.
Yeah.
That is fighting the shadow.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. Which one would it... it's her life? No, her life is not in danger.
You can only use the one power
shadow
against
spawn?
The dark.
No, it's Shadow Spawn. Can you use it against Dark
Friends?
Shadows.
I don't think it's just Shadow Spawn specifically. I think it just says fighting the dark, doesn't it?
I always thought it was Shadow Spawn.
Maybe.
Let's
find out.
Never to use the one power as a weapon except against Dark Friends or Shadow Spawn. Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, Dark Friends. Okay, Dark Friends are included.
And she knew that, you know, Ishamael was involved and Lanfear was involved.
Of course she knew that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She's using it against Dark Friends. Yeah, this is so easy. Why did people get hung up about this? This is not about her life or the life of her warder or Aes Sedai. This is not even Rand.
It's against the dark.
This is Dark Friends.
Yeah.
She could easily convince herself this is the Dark Friend.
She blew up a boat that was commanded by Suroth, who is a Dark Friend.
Oh, there is that. I mean, even if she believed all of them were Dark Friends. Because
they were working to shield Rand. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Even if they were not Dark Friends, but she knew they were being led by a Forsaken, that's enough.
Right. Yeah.
She could do the mental gymnastics to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is so easy. We solved it. If people are still worrying about this, we solved it.
Yeah, we did.
And thanks to Rosamund Pike.
Thank you, Rosamund. Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
We will put links to her Instagram post and the Wheel of Time's tweet in our show notes, as well as links to any other things that we talked about during this episode. So, any final thoughts on the Light's work in the Wheel of Time TV series?
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job of... you know, bringing boundless joy and mutual appreciation, acts of kindness, all of the above.
But we need more making people cry in a good way, I think.
Matt?
I want more sweet and sentimental moments.
Matt, blowing the horn.
Did anyone cry? Made you cry. Oh, I mean on the show, but yeah.
Does it not work? Does it not work? Does that not work? You have to make in-world crying.
Want in-world crying, but I will.
I think he cried. He cried himself, didn't he? He's like, I remember.
I don't think he cries. He does cry a lot in season 2, which you complained about. But I don't think he cries in episode 8.
Maybe not. Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun, and I hope we'll continue it. After season 3.
You
want
to do one for the books? The Lightsworks in the books. That will be a 2-week show.
Are we doing like one per book or any or no, no, per
we're
chapter?
Not. We're not. We will challenge. We will bring that up when we feel like we can adequately do justice to
doing it. We could always crowdsource it. Have everybody else share their.
Yeah, there's too many. Yeah, but that's a good one. It's a good one.
Killing the Aiel.
It's the light's work, yes.
That's it for this week. If you like what we do, please follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter at LightsworkPod, on Instagram at TheLightsWork. Please join our Discord server. It is awesome. And you can also sponsor us on Patreon if you would like to. And until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the Light's Work. The Light's Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Light's Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.